week. The Christmas rush is on.
The day I've been dreading for months and months and months.
Buffalo struggles to keep up.
Oh, shit.
What? Look at you. See it go.
There's no way the electric can do it today.
Oh. Says, and they're f***ing everything up.
And Kelly's at the end of her rope.
My head's gonna f***ing explode now, man.
Such a nightmare.
Before Christmas, a Buffalo Airways Lockheed Electra is heading to the Arctic.
Temperature -29, ice crystals drifting snow.
The crew is delivering a load of food and diesel fuel to an Inuit village in Nunavut. It's 1,300 kilometers from Yellowknife to Kugarik, on the northern tip of the Canadian mainland.
17. Yeah, he's just taking over here in the corner.
Well, I'm gonna go be fuel boy outside. But yes, we have a lot of freight to upload, but we also have almost 7,000 liters of fuel to upload. So I gotta get prepped for the cold, because it's mighty cold out there. I'm not sure exactly where the scale it is, but -30 or so?
It feels like it's with the wind chill, and that's what'll freeze your face. It will be chilly.
We're grown men. We can suck it up.
But this far north, extreme weather takes a toll on people and planes.
Nothing you can do in this wind. Like, look at the ladder, for crying out loud. That's just the wind.
Temperature record low for Canada.
Here, in January 1975, they recorded the coldest temperature ever in Canada.
It was -51 outside, but in the wind chill was -92.
Yeah. Pretty cold outside, I won't lie to you. I hope the heat in the plane works when we leave.
But it's not the heat that will be the problem.
Baggage door was still open, and I went to close it, and it popped off the track.
If he's got that thing screwed up, it could take him a while to get it back into business. It's a bitch.
If we don't get this door closed, we can't go anywhere because we can't pressurize, and that door being open could rip the whole airplane apart.
But at -30 and 35 kilometer winds, this is dangerous work. Adam can't feel anything, but the skin on his face is starting to freeze solid.
Well, I know, but I don't want you to move the truck here.
touched my face and it felt like a giant blister.
But Adam insists on getting back to work.
We're going to keep that pry bar. We're going to try and hook this in behind and pull it into the truck. Okay, well, I lift it up. Going up.
Well, you want me to pull it into the truck?
Yeah, you pull it into the truck. I'll lift the door up with the pry bar.
Adam's plan had better work fast. The engines are burning through the limited fuel supply. But shutting them down now is not an option.
Shut everything down, and then we're probably going to freeze up, which is not exactly a good thing. Joe would be pissed. We're froze up in Pelly Bay for the winter.
The next morning, Buffalo Airways General Manager Mikey McBrien finds a Christmas mystery.
What the heck is this? I don't know what's going on. Someone set up a bunch of Christmas decorations. Look at the little trees up here. Got some lights. That's weird.
But the holiday spirit hasn't touched Buffalo President Ebenezer McBrien.
Christmas is Christmas. It comes like spring and fall. I mean, the kids probably enjoy it. And people in old folks' home singing hymns to each other probably enjoy it. But in between, it's sort of passing by pretty quick.
Yeah, they're good.
Over at the cargo terminal, it's the busiest week of the year.
We'll have to get another skid. Okay, this is the big Sunday before Christmas, so I think we'll probably have probably 6-7 trucks come in. It's just stupid. This was the day I've been dreading for months and months and months and months and months. Dean, try not to bury the food.
For cargo manager Kelly Jurasevich, the Christmas rush is especially nerve-wracking.
This time of year here is extremely stressful because everybody wants and needs everything, and you have to try to make it work, and sometimes it's really f***ing hard. This is Delaney. That's Talita. Good hopes in the fridge.
Everyone needs their packages. You know, a set of Lego for a kid is now as priority as, you know, medical samples is during the regular part of the year.
We have 10 pallets coming from Northwest.
Well, we don't want to fit in there.
Well, you've got to make it so it's going to fit as best as possible. Otherwise, we're f***ed. God. Like, look at this f***ing stupid thing. Look at how they balanced it with pop. No, if you keep dropping them like this here, you're going to end up outside.
The pressure is taking its toll.
I can't f***ing get that son of a bitch. That's Talita. That's Good Hope. Those two things over there, Talita's. Like a f***ing pallet maze. See ya.
Kelly breaks away briefly from the chaos and cargo to head to the airport for a very special Christmas reunion.
Can't wait to see Arnie. It's going to be awesome. So excited.
She and her friend Yvette are here to greet Yvette's father, Arnie Schrader, Buffalo's former chief pilot.
Christ, it's been way too long.
When Kelly last saw her best friend Arnie back in the summer, she helped him take part in the Relay for Life for cancer survivors.
Yeah, that'll help support me anyway.
To do the walk with Arnie was an absolute honor. He's my best friend, and I'm thankful that Arnie's alive, and I got to do the walk with cancer with him.
That was their first time together after a battle with cancer that Arnie barely survived.
It's pretty drastic stuff to try to kill you to cure you, you know.
Now, with Christmas approaching, Arnie's cancer-free and on the mend.
I love you.
And Kelly intends to be his wingman.
I know he's gonna be okay, because I'll make sure he's okay. He has to be okay. But you look good. You've gained weight.
Not much.
Bag of bones still? Really? Boy, I can see with your neck. You're pretty bony. We'll have to fatten you up. Okay, there, Slim.
Yeah. How much do you weigh? I probably don't outweigh you.
I ain't telling you that.
For much of his storied career as an aviator, Arnie Schrader flew the North in vintage planes from this hangar.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, you too. I'm pretty good. I'm just skinnier and real, but
no,
the weight's cut.
You look good.
Yeah,
hair's all back to shape, eh? I love it, man.
Hey. How you doing, young fella?
Not bad, you old bugger.
Guys like Arnie don't die.
Yeah, don't count me out yet.
Just drift off into legend.
Yeah, I drift. Just fade away into the twilight, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Joe, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very good.
I'm too miserable to die. I got pretty close to
it. You were getting a little worried, were you? Did you see the pearly gates?
I didn't see them, and I was a little worried about that.
Kelly's determined to be at Arnie's side through the holidays.
Ian?
Yeah.
But before this Christmas is over, it's Kelly who will be needing Arnie's support. A Canadian Forces Hercules transport plane arrives at the RCMP airstrip in Yellowknife. Today, instead of troops or tanks, its cargo is $80,000 worth of toys, donated at Toronto's Santa Claus Parade.
Pallet coming in.
The RCMP's Toys for the North initiative delivers Christmas gifts to kids in remote northern communities.
It's kind of cool for the people of Toronto to send a whole bunch of toys all this way to us. We're kind of always kind of forgotten up here in the north.
Buffalo is providing reindeer services, teaming up with other regional airlines to deliver the toys.
Hey, everybody, let's have a big old smile.
And it's even getting Joe into the Christmas spirit.
I can't believe how much stuff they got. Here, I need a receiver. There, I got a receiver.
Look at this. Here, a P-40 Warhawk guitar.
Come and see Uncle Mikey working for nothing.
This is my father's found a bicycle he likes.
What do you think, Dave? Hammer? Is that good?
We're supposed to be wrapping presents. We come up a little short.
Now we got a little bit of a Santa's workshop going on. We're just wrapping presents up. We're taking care of the four communities that we fly to: Norman Wells, Fort Good Hope, Delmy, and Toledo.
What do you call patching the tire? Yeah, boys. Whoop, I put a hole in it already.
What kind of wrapping is that? Poor kids are gonna say, the guy who wrapped this meat does more than I do.
It was a good afternoon. I'm glad I got to participate in that little bit of Christmas magic, I suppose.
Scott's been hoping to enjoy a little magic of his own with his family over the holidays.
Rock and roll. It'd be nice to go home to Toronto for Christmas this year. My mom's side of the family is very close, so we all get together on Christmas Eve and hang out. And as anybody will say, who makes the best stuffing in the world? Their mother.
Scott may be singing, "I'll Be Home for Christmas," but it turns out Buffalo needs him dancing to a different tune.
We're not going to need the glycol. When we're gone, though, just put the glycol back in the tank.
He's the only one qualified to take the center seat in the Electra.
He's kind of in a tough spot where we couldn't let him leave, because if he leaves and we get, you know, a $60,000 or $70,000 charter,
You know, that's kind of expensive.
Without Scott, the Electra and its pilots can't fly.
Like in any occupation in life, sometimes you need a break and you want to go home and see your family and friends, and I'd just like to do that now.
You know, we run the guys pretty hard, so sometimes, like the Grinch, our heart grows a couple sizes during Christmas and we try to let them go out to see their families. But honestly, it doesn't always work, and you end up breaking some hearts instead of mending them.
So, Scott's stuck. And working over Christmas is going to be just the beginning of his troubles. The next morning, the toys and the rest of the massive holiday delivery are ready to roll out.
Looks like fun, doesn't it?
First time, Buffalo is using a big Electra for the entire Valley run.
Not only was we had these extra toys and everything, but you know, there's insane amount of cargo, you know, Christmas supplies, food. So our solution was use the Electra. The Electra can haul, you know, 30,000 pounds of stuff.
Up north, the Electra has sparked almost as much anticipation as the toys it's carrying.
The Electra doing a four-stop Valley run was huge for those communities. Like, they were so excited. They were willing to f***ing pull out the red goddamn carpet to see the Electra land in there.
But its complex 50-year-old electronics can also cause big headaches.
I don't want to break this. It's super light.
This mission means so much that Mikey's riding shotgun to help with the load.
We just need to brush some snow off, and we'll become Santa's sleigh.
At this time, altitude alerts anticipating the SID 1, 4,000 feet. Oh, shit.
What?
I just heard that.
Look at it, you can see it go.
Shit. The left window just cracked.
We heard the crack, and it was almost like snap. Oh, my God.
Oh. Santa's reindeer just busted a leg.
Christmas is ruined. Aw, oh, man, worst time ever.
Delay on the Christmas toy run.
Basically started from this little spot here, and it followed up and went up to the top there.
Go ahead, BOT.
Yeah, we just lost our side window. It's dragged full across, and we're going to be shutting down here.
When I heard about the window being cracked, I was like, oh, great.
One, two, and three, shutting down.
I'm guessing 2 hours, probably 2 hours. Worst case scenario, could be all day.
Pretty epic gate. Eh?
That's a broken window.
This is where Adam shines, so.
Even though Adam has a spare, preparing and installing it is a tricky job.
The problem with modern aircraft, they're pressurized. So you have these big, thick-ass windows, but because these are electrically heated, every now and then the glass isn't expanding and contracting at the right levels and then breaks.
And the Grinch isn't finished yet.
We got water shooting out all over in the pump house. Hey, Mikey, it's Kelly. We got a major problem here. The pump from the pump house back here, it's making these weird f***ing noises. I go back there and water is shooting f***ing everywhere back there.
It was an emergency. I ran out and I grabbed Chuck. I'm like, Chuck, brother, let's go. All hell was breaking loose.
Oh, thanks, man.
And this door was open when I come out here.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what the f*** is going on.
I just thought we better deal with it before we're totally f***ed. Whoa! We have a leak!
So there's water going around everywhere and everything is leaking.
Water pump 38.
Chuck kills power to the water pump, stopping the flood. But until the plumbers show up, Kelly's stuck without running water.
We have no water. We can't even use the bathroom. It's like freaking a third world buffalo around here. Stupid.
And her day is about to get much worse.
Oh, there we go.
Half a day behind schedule, Santa's elves at Buffalo have his sleigh ready to fly. Again.
My whole move.
They get the goddamn window fixed finally, and it's like 4 hours later, and I'm like, thank God, get this bird off the f***ing tarmac. Big Bird must leave.
The Electra finally taxis away toward the runway, loaded with presents for kids up the Mackenzie Valley. But just as they're rolling into position, an electrical snag.
Shit. It is resetting, but it's not,
Still up. That's a circuit breaker that I'm doing right here.
Oh, okay.
So it's not. It's staying trip.
Adam!
What the
f***? Buffalo 1120, we're gonna have to, take airplane back to the barn.
After tripping a generator circuit breaker, there's only one option.
Actually seen the plane taxi back, and it just devastated me because I knew what my work was going to be if that f***ing plane came back. I have a full warehouse already, and if that thing doesn't go, I don't even know where I'm going to store the freight. I'm worried sick about it. I don't know. Pissed off, as usual. Christmas sucks. It used to be fun.
Not Christmas yet.
And if they can't fix this problem fast, Christmas may not come at all.
Just think, it's almost Christmas.
It's a pain, though. Well, this is the one day you don't want anything to go wrong. The gifts on board,
as you can see, right?
I'm starting to wonder if this airplane has any Christmas spirit. It just doesn't seem to want to deliver any presents.
You guys got a problem?
We got a feeder fault on the number 4 generator indication.
Have you got anybody working on it?
They're stuck. Now, what did you say here about this feeder fault if you can't reset it?
Chuck Adams, Electra Wizard, comes in to wave his wand.
You know what it is? They call it an Electra.
Magic airplane, Chuck.
Magic airplane, my ass. Shit.
The Electra and its technical manuals are 50 years old. One tiny wiring problem can kick open a hornet's nest.
Well, we're going to have another run-up. We got to know if we're, right now we're doing nothing.
Santa, that's one goddamn problem. Too many Santas in there f***ing everything up.
We're going to start it again. You want to know the cure to all this, brother?
Solid state.
No, it's called Boeing. 737. It's like comparing rotten apples to good oranges. Man, there's an awful lot of wires back here, Ray.
Getting everything delivered in time for Christmas now depends on Chuck.
Normal start, then upshift all your engines. You gotta see if this is happening still.
Start up and roll with everything. Generator 4 is dead.
4 is clear.
Magic magic is if that light comes on right there.
But there's no cheer for the Santas. The breaker trips again.
Well, we're not going anywhere then.
This sucks. That. But.
And now, this mission is running out of time.
It's 9 hours and 40 minutes and I haven't gone anywhere yet.
So far today, without actually going anywhere but taxiing around, we've literally burned a ton of fuel. We burned 2,000 pounds of fuel.
It's been a costly day for Buffalo.
We're in the hole immensely. We've wasted probably 30 to 40 man hours. We broke a window, it's 10 grand, and the food's not delivered.
And what next? So it was the windshield, and now it's... Oh.
Rolling off.
You just said it's wiring. Oh, awesome. Oh. It'll go. Get on your goddamn knees and start praying. It's gonna go.
Over in the hangar, everyone's digging in to try and salvage the Christmas Valley run.
We're just trying to figure out what's wrong with the old bird. Tracing electrical gremlins for the last 3 hours. We've probably started and shut off 4 or 5 times.
Everybody's waiting in the communities, and they know if it's midnight, they're willing to stay there and do it. It's going to suck for those kids, because the kids aren't going to be there at midnight to stand there and freeze their little asses off waiting for their Christmas presents. We just got to hope that thing goes.
But there will be no miracles tonight.
That lecture's not going anywhere.
Gear hold number 4 one.
Yeah.
After an entire day of trying to take off, the Electra is grounded. And it won't be ready to fly tomorrow.
And Mike, when you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to rely on an Electra today, what's your backup? We had no backup for today. Right now we have nothing but nothing. Nothing.
Now, 30,000 pounds of cargo must be unloaded and dropped right onto Kelly's lap.
Hi, Mikey.
Hey, Kelly. There's no way the Electra can do it today. It's an electrical snag that is, we're just going around in circles.
So I got 42,000 pounds that's supposed to go out tomorrow. How are we going to manage that one? Like, I'm f***ing you in tears. I don't know how in the f*** I'm going to move this shit.
Well, I know. We're all in the same boat here. Can the 46 go twice tomorrow?
If they can do 2 runs with a C-46 plus 1 load in the DC-4, they might be able to get everything delivered.
We'll get the 4 and 46 for tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Son of a f***. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I got now to rearrange all these flights, and I don't even know where the f*** to begin. I was like, are you serious, Mikey? I've been here since 4 in the morning. It's 7 at night. Like, are you f***ing kidding me? What the f*** do you want me to do? Might as well just f***ing get a cot and stay here and put a turkey in here for Christmas and call her good.
Kelly's supposed to be home by now, making dinner for Arnie.
Hi, Arnie. Shitty. I'm gonna unload the Electra now. I don't know what the flying f*** we're gonna do, so I don't even know what time the f*** I'll even be home. I'll call you guys later on.
But Kelly's problems are just beginning.
New pilot! No, Pete! Look at me! Hold up!
Mechanical problems have grounded the Electra. Buffalo's Christmas delivery up the Mackenzie Valley is on hold.
Okay, Pete! Nice and slow!
Now, the agonizing process of offloading 30,000 pounds of cargo begins.
Go back, Dean! Dean, you gotta listen to me.
After a very stressful day, nerves are frayed.
She has to do exactly what I say, and it's not gonna work.
Instead of handing out toys to kids in the north, Scott is dishing out orders to the forklift.
Whoa! Whoa!
And he's not the only one letting off steam.
My head's gonna f***ing explode now, Matt. Now I gotta figure out and change all these flights. Okay, Christine, 146 will go to Good Hope. DC-4 to Toledo. 146 to Delaney, Norman Wells. We're gonna have a cluster f*** of trying to find shit tomorrow.
And there's already a backlog building up.
This is stuff that's for tomorrow's flight. We haven't even brought in the stuff for the Electra yet. It's just too stressful, pumping all the freight, doing this, doing that, doing that. And f***ing from 5 in the morning till now, it's like I'm f***ed. I hate this place. There's so lack of communication. Like, what the f*** is this? Who is the dipshit that was f***? I turned my back for 2 f***ing minutes. Oh, let's just f***ing put brooms and shit in the f***ing freezer. That makes a f***ing lot of f***ing sense.
Hey, buddy, that's it. That's done. Thanks for your help.
Hey, you go over here. Good morning, go.
Scott won't be flying tomorrow, and that means he can't be Santa. A treat that might have softened the sting of being stuck in Yellowknife over Christmas.
Well, I was just wondering if anybody wants to play Santa for the kids.
Yeah, when it's 25 below.
AJ?
AJ DeCoste and Devin Brooks are the pilots for tomorrow's flights.
So we're going to go to Santa's suit and give out a bunch of toys to kids that, you know, underprivileged kids in town. So if you're interested in it, it's all yours. If it's not your game,
leave it in the chief pilot office.
Yeah, someone aware. Don't flip the coin.
Devin may not want to dress up as Santa, but lately, he's been a lot more jolly than ever before.
Hello, Oscar.
Welcome to the world.
Baby Oscar is just a month old.
Squeeze.
Devin's an amazing father.
I'm a captain at changing diapers now.
Yeah.
He did poop on me and pee on me once.
Oh, yeah, he did
but...
pee and poop on Devin. It was funny.
It's like an oil leak. Hey, buddy. I guess when I'm at work flying, you just sit there and look out the window and say, hey, I'm a father. As soon as I land this plane in Yellowknife, all I want to do is get home and see him.
There you go.
Nothing's better.
Yeah. You're a pretty good lad, aren't you?
You know, I was always a little bit cranky, but ever since he's became a father now, you know, he's smiling, beaming, and it's really changed him.
Yeah.
At Kelly's house, her day from hell is finally over.
What's that doing, man?
Want some of my fat?
Yeah, I'll take some of your fat.
And what better reward than having her best friend over for dinner?
Making homemade stew for Arnie of homemade dumplings, fatten them up. 6 months ago, when Arnie came up for the Relay for Life, I fed him, and he actually gained 8 pounds in the weekend. So, I'm on a mission. Operation Fat Narnia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Most people go on the Biggest Loser, but not you.
He's on the biggest
gainer.
Kept feeding him.
Oh, thank you.
He's like, I can't eat that much. I don't give a shit. You're eating it. And he ate it.
Like a dumpling.
Early the next morning, all the cargo from the Electra, including the Christmas presents, is reloaded onto the smaller planes.
The kids will definitely have all their toys today, if all goes right.
But Mikey's feeling far less confident.
I got here this morning and the toys were marked at all, so I want to make sure it's all good so they don't get lost. There's a shitload of RCMP and kids waiting for boxes of toys. They look like a bunch of kids if you don't know where they are. Well, see, that's what the last thing I wanted to see. No one took it seriously. They buried everything. I put them in courier. I separated them. I did everything. And I got here this morning, and it was all f***ed up.
They have stickers of where they're supposed to go.
See, like if I never got here, that's what your note would be, Delaney infant girl.
Then, Mikey's worries turn real.
I'm missing one of the toy boxes for Delaney. I'm seriously worried about that box. A bunch of cops and kids show up to meet the plane. F*** sakes.
Falling short on the promise to deliver all the toys will be a serious black eye for Buffalo and Mikey.
Hey, you don't see any of the boxes that look like the toy box?
Toy box.
Minutes before the C-46 is due to take off, Mikey's still desperately searching for a missing box of presents.
See, no one took it seriously. They buried everything.
His Christmas spirit has disappeared along with the lost freight.
What does it look like, Mikey?
But he's determined that every kid in the four communities will get a toy.
There's not another
three,
Rick. We're missing a box of toys for f***ing Dylan, for f***ing sakes.
It wouldn't have been left on the Electra?
No.
It's definitely not in here. I put all the toys on for Dylan. And Mikey is like, they're not on the plane. I'm like, Mikey, they're on the freaking aircraft. They're marked. They're on the freaking plane. No, Kelly, they're not.
Sure enough, one last search of the C-46 proves Kelly right.
The box is right in the very front of this one, so we're good now.
Men can never find anything. It doesn't have tits on it. They can't see it.
Crisis averted. Mikey has a casting call with Devin.
You gotta take care of being Santa. There's my toque. And we got a bag of goodies here just in case there's kids around.
Mikey and Scott can't go on the Valley Run today, so Devin is deputized to play St. Nick.
Well, we got a whole bunch of these crackers and a hat for Ian. Maybe Ian will smile this Christmas. Oh, hey. Thanks, Devin.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Devin fires up the C-46 for the first of Buffalo's three flights up the valley today.
Go ahead,
there's a huge weight lifted off my shoulders seeing the airplanes take off. You know, sometimes cargo's cargo. But this is very special cargo, so I just wanted to make sure personally that each packet got to each place.
In Norman Wells, the usually crotchety Devin gets swept up in the holiday spirit.
Someone got a tickle me Elmo.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
You guys want to come up? Give me your hands. How are you?
This is creepy, thank you. This feels creepy.
Thank you. Now you put your crown on.
Oh, here's a crown.
Yeah. Now you're king of the walk.
There you go.
You know, Devin can be a little bit of a Grinch sometimes, but he stepped up and became Santa for the day.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Expedia version over here. Notable minus two right now.
Just north of Yellowknife, Captain A.J. DeCoste, co-pilot Dan Cattone, and mechanic Mike Dunn are flying a DC-4 toward Toledo.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe, go ahead.
But even Buffalo Joe needs reassurance that everything is on track.
Yeah, you guys there got a full load for Toledo's A4 Norman?
Yeah, that's correct, we do, yeah.
And you got the Christmas parcels on for the RCMP?
Yeah, we got it all here, Joe.
Until the presents are delivered to all four communities, Buffalo's Christmas mission isn't finished.
Toledo traffic, Buffalo 5721, turning final 06.
What happened to the Electra?
Well, they had some snag on it.
Oh. Plan A, Plan B, Plan Z.
Yeah, you got it, yeah. Up, up. Up, come on. Delayed traffic, Buffalo 5721, clear of the
active. You haven't done anything bad lately.
Yeah, they're waiting for their presents.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Have a great day.
Are you here yet?
There.
Merry Christmas, are you?
Better late than never.
Here you go. Merry Christmas, buddy.
The kids are very excited knowing they're planning to bring presents. We were sort of the Santa Claus and the reindeer, and the kids are all pretty happy then.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Bye.
Once again, Buffalo seems to have worked its magic. However, back in Yellowknife, the goodwill is about to run dry.
Hey, Pete? What the heck's going on?
What the heck is going on?
Yeah. You heard anything?
Heard anything about what?
Supposedly Kelly just quit? Bonnie, how's it going?
There's a crisis at Buffalo.
You haven't heard any rumblings about Kelly quitting, eh? Haven't heard a word?
Not a word.
But Mikey's been told that after a stressful Christmas rush, cargo manager Kelly Jurasevich is gone.
Everything was grand 2 hours ago, and then, you know, I jump in my truck, I go for lunch, and 20 minutes later, I get called back, and the whole world's changed. I don't know if she's gone for sure. It's really going to affect everything. It's going to affect the rampies. It's going to affect everything. Still trying to figure it all out. Everything kind of came to the head for Kelly, and, you know, it was just a ticking time bomb before something happened.
Mikey tries to piece together what happened.
What was it about?
She said to Joe, she says, man, you're yelling at me for this skid that does nothing to do with me.
So it was all over just that one skid that was mixed. And yesterday was such a crazy day.
A pallet of freight was left off Joe's flight to Hay River, and he stormed into cargo looking for answers.
He was extremely angry. And he started screaming at me. These people aren't getting their presents. You're a f***ing idiot.
This is like 3 days before Christmas. We're in a rush, eh? I don't want any late freight.
And I said, listen to me. I said, I just moved 350,000 pounds of freight for you. For you. And you don't give two freaking shits about me.
People don't like it. They don't like the way I talk. They don't like the way I holler and scream. Tough shit.
He goes, you're talking to me like that? Get the f*** out of my building. Never come back.
If she decides to leave, that's her choice. I won't try and change that.
The hardest part about Buffalo is we can do amazing things, and it's the simplest thing that messes everything up. It was ultimately a perfect storm, and you know what? When something like that happens, something's gonna let go. Words were said, and Kelly walked out.
My experience with staff is when something like that happens, there's other reasons. That was just an excuse to get out.
My heart, my soul, my fucking blood, sweat, and tears into that fucking job. My only saving grace is that I have you with me. And you are such a hero to me, Arnie. Like, I am so blessed to have you in my life.
There's now a gaping hole at Buffalo Cargo.
You gotta remember, the person's gone. The job's not gone. And it's up to me now to figure out how to get done.
No one knows who decorated the passenger lounge. But the real mystery is how Buffalo will manage without Kelly.
Kelly walked away, Joe walked away, and I'm stuck in the middle of the freight shed going, well, how am I going to fix this one?